Chapter 1. It was Saturday, and it was going to be Dion's first full day with us. Lionel was up early. By the smell of bleach and vinegar, he must have cleaned the house before I got up. As soon as I had my breakfast in front of me, he said, "I'm going for groceries. If Dion's going to be here all day, we can't expect her to live off tea and oatmeal." I dug into the pocket of my jeans for money and handed him a wad of bills. As his footsteps echoed from the hall, I realized I need to generate more income if I was going to be supporting two teenagers. Just another detail in the complexity of my new life. I made most of my money through online ads that I'd set up before I lost my sight. I'd been surprised how easy it was to lace a spell through the internet. I never compelled people to buy, just to click. That's all it took to keep enough money going to my account to pay the bills. And it didn't take much power from me to keep the spell running. The problem wasn't really the money. No matter how much I tried to ignore it, the real problem was Dion. I'd never trained a witch before. Other wizards trained witches and wizards alike. My only experience was Lionel, and I'd inherited him from Kate. On top of that, Dion was one of the six wizards with five powers who would bring about a prophecy that no one seemed to understand. As if that wasn't bad enough, she'd grown up among the humans and didn't know she was a witch until we tested her. "Hello, Quinn," Dion called from the door. "Are you there?" I realized that in the rush after her test, I hadn't given her access through the wards. "Come in, I'm in the kitchen." That would give her access to the main floor. Later, I could put some layers on the workshop to restrict her in the same way Lionel wasn't able to access everything down there. While she came down the hall, I added a quiet restriction to stop her from inviting people in without Lionel or me present. I didn't want to come home one day to find a party raging in the living room. She plunked down in the chair next to mine. "I'm yours until 8. I couldn't get the foster parents to buy that I'd be cleaning a river after dark. I told them I was having dinner with friends. We should probably introduce Lionel as my friend soon. How are you?" I laughed. This was going to be interesting. Not easy, but definitely interesting. "I'm fine. Lionel will be back in a few minutes. Make yourself comfortable."
"No, I'm good," she said. "Listen, I had an idea last night. Maybe you can pretend to be my uncle? If you did, I would be able to move in here. Then everything would be better."
I heard Lionel come in as I tried to marshal an argument. From a learning point of view, it would be much better if she was living here. From a peace of mind point of view, I wasn't sure I was ready to have a chattering teenage girl around all the time. And purely logistically, there wasn't a free bedroom. We'd have to clear a room in the attic, and I wasn't able to do the renovation spell it would require because I couldn't see. And I didn't know if I should trust Lionel with it. "Wouldn't the authorities need a lot of proof before handing you over to an uncle?" I asked, hoping human bureaucracy would come to my rescue.
"Yeah, there would be paperwork, but we could make it right with magic. We could use a spell to convince them."
She'd obviously been giving this a lot of thought. My guess was she'd been wishing for an uncle or an aunt to show up for years. I hated to flatten her hopes, but I didn't need the intrusion of whatever government agency looked after foster children. "I don't think that's a good idea, because there's probably a lot of checks and balances. It would be a very complex spell, and..."
"But we could do it," she trampled over my words.
"We could at least try to find out," Lionel chipped in. "It would be better for her to get full-time training. I mean, it's going to take months just to get her to understand the world we live in."
"See, Lionel agrees with me," Dion said.
I shook my head. "Nice try. He doesn't agree with you, but he has a point. We'll see what it would take. But I need to know a lot more about your parents first. If I'm an uncle, I should be able to tell someone about them. I don't even know what they looked like."
"There are pictures you can look at."
Her voice was suddenly quiet. "You have pictures?" That would go a long way to helping solve the mystery of who she was,
but Lionel would have to be my eyes, as usual. I heard a little catch in her breath before she spoke again. No, I don't. The pictures are of the crime scene. The police have them. I can get them if you like, but I don't think I can look at them. I didn't need my sight to know she was fighting tears. I wanted to pat her shoulder, but wasn't willing to take the chance of what I would end up touching. We'll start by figuring out how to get the files from the police. Then we'll talk about moving you here. But right now, we need to put you under a new glamour. Why? Her interest was back, and I let myself believe I dodged the bullet of her living arrangements for now. We're going to take you to Banks Pub for lunch, Lionel said. I'm too young to go to a pub, she said. You can go into this one. No one will be the wiser. At least, no human. Real folk don't care how old you are, as long as you don't disturb the relative peace. Even so, you'll be drinking tea or coffee. I'm not sending you back to your foster parents with alcohol on your breath. I paused to let her react, but she didn't say anything, so I continued. The glamour will change your appearance slightly, just enough so no one will recognize you. The real folk will notice your appearance has been altered, but everyone occasionally adds or subtracts a bit from their looks. No one will be suspicious. Cool, she said. Will it be enough to stop people who know me really well recognizing me? Like I would hate to have someone tell the foster parents they saw me downtown when I was supposed to be in Richmond. I was going to have to break her of the habit of adding like into her conversations. Preciseness of language was a vital component of successful spellcasting. Yes, it will hide you from people you know. Can I be a redhead? A tall redhead? I've always wanted to be tall and glamorous. I nodded and directed her down to the workroom. Lionel will do the glamour. It will be good practice for him. And while he does, I'll start your lessons with the history of the world. I heard a groan from both of them. Lionel was still struggling to get his glamours right, despite his success with Beacon, and Dion was probably expecting a dry list of battles and knights. I suppressed a chuckle. When I'm satisfied your glamour is complete, Lionel, we'll go. I have a mirror down here somewhere that Dion can look in to see what you've done. It took 2 hours for Lionel to get the look Dion wanted, because she kept asking for just a little more. And I wouldn't step in to say no. I could feel the power of the spell settle, and it would be enough to deflect any real folk from looking too deeply and seeing her powers. My quick summary of the world as we know it had grabbed Dion's interest, and I was encouraged to think she'd be as good a student as Lionel. We left to go to Banks for lunch, and I was looking forward to her reaction to the full gamut of real folk. We stayed for lunch and enough time for Lionel and me to enjoy a couple of beers while Dion did her best to sound cool without missing anything that was going on. She'd been chattering all the way back to the house. That was cool. Can we go back? I want to talk to everyone again. She was buzzing with energy. I released some of the wards on my workroom and waved her ahead of me. Yes, but we need to spend some time on your training. She kept up a running commentary as we made our way down the few steps and across to the center of the bare earth. Lesson learned for me. Never start the day with a trip to Banks. I heard the door close and Lionel clomped down to join us. Wait until you see it on a busy day, he said. You didn't even get to meet any kobolds or she. That was weird, Quinn. I wonder why the she weren't there. I felt really old compared with the energy radiating off the two of them. I don't know, Lionel. Before we worry about that, how about we give Dion some more of the history of the real folk? Great idea, Lionel said. Dion groaned. Can't we just start with some spells? If there's a history book, I can take it home and read it. Or if we have to do research, why not start with my prophecy? I ignored the whine building in her voice. Spells will come later. Unless you want to just stay here for lessons and not meet other people, not go to Banks. We'll get to the prophecy soon. Why not now? I could almost feel the pout that must be on her face. I need to figure out how to approach the investigation. It's complicated, Dion.
Okay, fine. But does it have to be all the history? Like, can we just go over the high points? Then maybe some spells?
She paused.
Or maybe you can tell me what you know about the prophecy. Maybe that will give us a clue how to start.
It was a reasonable question. I just didn't have any information for her.
We'll start with some history. If we have time, I'll talk about the prophecy. And maybe I would have some idea what to say when we got to it.
Yes, we have to think about what we know, Lionel said. I have to warn you, Dion, there isn't much information.
She sighed and I held back a wince. I'd broken Lionel of that habit and now I would have to start again.
Okay, no problem, she said, bouncing back with all the energy of a teenager. So am I going to have to memorize a bunch of dates, battles and stuff?
I laughed. No, it's more about the stories of the real folk, the magical people. How they arrived here, their power, their weaknesses, and the threat they pose.
You'll like it. Like Quint said, it's stories.
Lionel put something on the bench and added,
Shall I make tea?
We'd already burned half the day at Banks and needed to get on with the lessons. Maybe later, a couple of hours of history, and then we'll have a break?
Why do we have to work down here? Dion asked from somewhere near the window. It would be more comfortable upstairs, and there'll be more light.
Yes, but it's more private down here. I pointed toward where the couch had been last time. Have a seat. Her footsteps stopped.
Why do we need privacy?
There was fear in her voice. Something that I hadn't heard in all the times we talked before. She'd always been in control, even when she'd met us in the park.
I want Lionel to cast some images for you, I said. Why are you worried?
I'm not, so let's get on with it.
I decided to let it go. She would tell me eventually.
Okay, let's get settled.
I had Lionel create images of the kobolds to start with, and then told him to explain their powers and weaknesses. I had learned the value of getting two things done at the same time when I first took on Lionel as an apprentice. After Lionel had recited the kobold descriptions, I said, The Shi are more complicated, but Lionel can give you the rundown on the structure of the court, and then we'll put off the rest until later.
Quinn, Lionel said, I've been thinking. Maybe we should look at the facts we know about the prophecy.
Didn't either of them understand the relationship between master and apprentice? I was going to have to work hard to stay in control.
Yeah, that would be good, Dion said. I can learn this other stuff later.
Let's see how well you learned the kobolds before we stop the lessons. I sympathized with her. She had been living a lie all of her life. I could sympathize with Lionel, too. This was all stuff he knew. Bringing Dion into her birthright shouldn't stall his training, but it would. All I could do was let him teach as much as possible. At least that would reinforce his training.
It was time to start the quiz.
Dion, name the three characteristics of the kobold that points to their heritage.
Another sigh introduced the answer.
They are armored. This shows they developed in a place that could have caused them damage. They are strong, meaning their environment was harsh. They are capable of disguising themselves, meaning they lived or traveled among humans.
She had done a good job of synthesizing the facts that Lionel had given her.
You have a good memory. I think we can limit ourselves to a couple of species a visit.
So we can talk about the prophecy?
No, I said.
Hearing two people take in a breath to argue, I held up my hand.
Just listen.
Lionel and I need to do more research before we talk about it. I promise we won't keep anything from you.
I can do some research tonight, Lionel said.
Can I help? Dion asked. I'm good at research. I always get great marks on my projects.
I'd talk to Lionel later to get him to slow down and maybe get him to take my side in these situations. He needed to help get Dion trained before we let her get into prophecies.
Let's move on to sprite folklore and then we'll break for a snack.